This is the moment of truth for the Iraqi military in its fight to expel ISIS from holding territory. The ISIS-held city of Mosul in northern Iraq is being attacked with rockets and artillery fire today, assisted by U.S. airstrikes. Can this army credibly confront ISIS, the terrorist militia that took hold of Iraq's second most populous city in June of 2014? The coalition is made up of Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the north, Iranian-backed Shiite militias in the south, and the U.S. Air Force providing air support. Tim Orango is Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, and he says this battle is where the Iraqi military has to prove itself.
Yeah, it's been building up now for months. A lot is riding on this for all the parties involved, for the Obama administration, for Prime Minister Abadi, and of course for the Iraqi people. It's, you know, the chance to finally get rid of ISIS from its last big stronghold in the country.
What is the military capability that the Iraqis have managed to mass around the city of Mosul?
It's about 30,000 fighters from various groups, mostly the Iraqi army, the Iraqi counter-terror forces, and Kurdish forces. There's also some Shia militias involved on outlying areas and federal police as well. So it's a real constellation of forces.
And it's a different moment, of course, in time, but these are some of the same forces that ran when ISIS took over Mosul originally years ago.
Yeah, exactly. In June 2014, ISIS assaulted Mosul and there was really no fight. The Iraqi army, which had been trained and supported by the American government for many years, it had cost billions of dollars, just dropped their weapons and ran. And so, of course, over the last 2 years, there's been a renewed effort to retrain the Iraqi army, rebuild the Iraqi army. And they've had a string of successes with Fallujah and with Ramadi and other cities. But it should be noted that the regular Iraqi army has normally taken a back seat in these operations. It's mostly been led by the Iraqi counter-terror forces, which are the most capable forces, and they've had a relationship with the U.S. for more than a decade.
Is this going to be a traditional tank battle in the desert with U.S. air cover?
There's some of that. I mean, last night there were tanks driving west of Erbil to open a front there with these villages. There'll be a lot of that. There'll be probably house-to-house fighting once they get closer to the city, which will be mostly conducted with the Iraqi special forces.
How many civilians are in Mosul at this point?
There's estimates of between 700,000 to 1.2 million people, so it's a huge complex fight. It's the most complex fight the Iraqis have undertaken yet in this, and so there's huge concerns by the humanitarian community about what might befall the civilians inside.
Joining us on Skype from Erbil is Tim Orango, who's the Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. This is The Takeaway. Tim, what has the civilian population in Mosul said about their treatment under the rule of ISIS? I mean, are they living peacefully? Is this a horrific situation? We haven't heard much in the past several months.
We had a story today that got into some of that. I think in the very beginning, back in June, there were many Sunni residents of Mosul that they had felt so disenfranchised with the Shia government in Baghdad that they welcomed ISIS. But I think as time wore on, they saw their brutal rule. And I think there's a growing sense among the population that they just want to get rid of this this group. There's public beheadings. There's really tough rules on smoking. And I think as the campaign began, I think ISIS became more paranoid about spies inside. And so I think they clamped down even tougher. And so everything we're hearing is that it's a pretty terrible place to be and that most of the population, would like to get rid of these guys.
And what is the chance that Mosul is going to become another Aleppo in the Middle East with a stalemate and a grinding of the city into rubble?
I don't see it becoming another Aleppo. There's maybe 4,000 ISIS fighters inside, and what we saw in Fallujah was that they ran. There's already reports or hints from people inside that they're planning to eventually try to flee and not put up a fight for the center of the city. That remains to be seen. And I think there's a huge effort by the coalition to be precise in their airstrikes. Nobody wants to see the Mosul turn to rubble.
So if the Iraqi forces are successful here, does this mean the expulsion of ISIS from Iraqi territory in a significant degree?
Well, it means that they won't control territory, so they won't be like a governing body, if you will. But everybody's gearing up for, and we've seen it, you know, it never really ended, but this guerrilla sort of insurgency by them launching terror attacks, particularly in the capital of Baghdad. So, in fact, once ISIS is kicked out of Mosul, you could see things get worse in the capital, with car bomb attacks and suicide attacks. So nobody expects that a peaceful Iraq is going to immediately come from the Mosul campaign.
Tim Marengo is Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from Erbil, Iraq, in Kurdistan-controlled Iraq. Tim, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.